going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have college kids or teenagers, you're going to love this next story. There's an app out there that I had never heard of called Pickle. It's like Airbnb for clothing. Poshmark's another one, but that stuff to me was always like super high end. Like you could get, you know, not that I would, but like a $5,000 purse for $1,000 used, right? Used stuff. Listen to this. It is popular because Generation Y and Z and beyond apparently are more into responsible consumerism than our people were. They have seen a marked decline in the fixation on, quote, owning things, and they credit Instagram. People who grew up seeing other people's vacations are more wired to think of value as coming not from what you own, but what you experience. And young people today are more likely to say, why should I buy this if I can sort of get it, experience it, then give it back?
Yeah, so it's a peer-to-peer rental service for lower ticket items. So Pickle, you had mentioned, is for clothes. They're also using one called Utilize. Utilize has more than just clothes. You can do like Bluetooth speakers or even chainsaws, it says here. And so kids are taking stuff they have laying around their room and throwing it up on these websites. And
they can even in some cases deliver it, Sam. But listen to this. If you have ever had, and I don't not just mean teenage boy or girl. I don't just mean teenage girls.
Yeah.
If you have a teenage boy, they love brand stuff.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I'm talking about the college set, because some of these kids are making up to $36,000 a year renting out their stuff. And let
Supreme.
Me give you an idea. Supreme stuff, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of them is a fancy dress. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the dress. It's $898 to buy it or $100 to rent it.
Yeah.
And how many dances do these girls go to? And they always want a new dress for the dance. And I never understood that, because once you wear it, they will not wear it again. And I have always said we need some sort of dress exchange, large scale dress exchange, where girls can just go and swap out that crap and parents then aren't constantly buying stuff.
Now, we've had like Rent the Runway. So we've had dresses and dress rental options for years. This is just spreading it out more to really anything they can find in their closet. What I don't understand is, how do you ensure that they're not going to ruin it?
I think, Sam, there's probably a deposit, and or it's like a rating system, just like Uber, and you don't want to get banned from using a site that you love, so everyone behaves. It's like everyone's got skin in the game. You rent me something and I'm nice to that item, I rent you something and you're nice to that item. It's the same thing with home swaps. You can home swap right now, where I come to France for 2 weeks,
Yeah. You
come to the United States for 2 weeks, and because you're in my house and I'm in your house,
we're going to treat everything nicely, and
everyone
it's all
behaves,
be good.
Yeah. Right?
But like for naturally sweaty people, I used to be one.
Okay.
You send back that t-shirt, and if you are going onto one of these websites to rent a t-shirt, it's probably some limited edition Supreme t-shirt that they bought for like $300 that you're paying $40 to rent.
Right.
If you were to wear that to a night out, say you go clubbing or whatever, and you sweat in it, you leave pit stains, somebody spills a drink on you, all of a sudden now, you know, there's no guarantee that that limited edition shirt is going to come back in one piece.
One of these startups, Sam, they went right by three college campuses. You can rent party supplies.
Smart.
You can rent a PA system, a karaoke machine, really tall ladders, like stuff that you would need as a college kid that you're not going to go to Lowe's and buy a ladder. And then listen to this for our brides. 33-year-old Becca Erickson is a product designer living in Brooklyn and says she is using Pickle to cover part of her wedding. Her wedding is coming up. She's going to rent her bridal accessories, primarily in an effort to make environmentally conscious choices. But also, you're not asking someone to shell out $200 or more for a dress that no one is ever going to wear again. Would you rent out your clothes, or do you think that's a little weird? Like, I wouldn't. They don't do swimsuits, do they? That's super weird.
I don't think I could rent out my clothes. I'm too particular. By the way, so it's similar to like Turo and Airbnb. It is location based. So if you're going to go on to Pickle and you're going to say, I want to rent a dress for tomorrow night's dance, and if you're waiting until the day before to get a dress, what are you doing? It's somebody in your area who can then drive it straight to your door the following day.
So there's no shipping. You can just go to someone's door.
By the way, their motto is pickle today, wear tonight.
Meaning you're in a pickle. That's why it's called Pickle. Mm. If you're in a pickle, you can still get something at the last minute. Plans come up and people are like, I need something.
They have four main occasion categories: weddings, parties, vacation, and brunch.
Brilliant.
I will be honest, it appears to be only marketed to women. There is not a single man on this website.
Okay, I read further down in the article, there are startups that are specifically gearing toward young men. And let me give you a great example for a young man, Sam. You have your first job interview. You want to wear a sport coat, but you don't have $300 to go buy a sport coat. That is a brilliant use of a rental. And then I wonder if there's like dry cleaning costs thrown in or something for stuff like that.
Get a reformation dress in New York City, New York for $65.
God, for the high school kids, that is so, so important. Rent a dress for $20. You don't have to buy something. You don't have to spend the money. And then it's going to hang in your closet for the rest of your life anyway. All right. Speaking of high school, I know Jamie and Grayson brought this up today. It was in my stack as well. Whew, I can see both sides of it. A school district is refusing to place an empty chair. Coming up, it's graduation season. At the graduation for a student who happened to die by suicide. A mom whose daughter died by suicide wants an empty chair placed at graduation to honor her child, and the school district has said no. The death happened 2 years ago when Kaylee was just 15 years old, and her mother has requested an empty chair placed at graduation to not only honor her daughter, but to bring awareness to mental health. The Milford School Board says it does not allow empty chairs to honor deceased students for any reason at a graduation ceremony. We're going to come back to that here in a minute. Instead, her name will be printed in the graduation program. It will be read aloud at the ceremony.
Okay.
They are going to read her name at the ceremony.
So she will be honored.
Her family will also receive an honorary diploma, cap, and tassel, which I'm going to be honest, to me, is more of an acknowledgement than just having an empty chair. If you've got 400 kids graduating in a class, no one is going to look down and see an empty chair and wonder, why is there an empty chair? You're not even going to see it.
Yeah, but why didn't that kid show up?
They're not going to think
that it's someone who...
I would feel so bad for the graduating student on the left of the empty chair and the graduating student on the right.
Who just so happen to have last names that are
Who have
similar.
Last names right next to it, because those kids are there to celebrate a glorious day. So here's the deal when we come back. 913-586-7798. Man, I see both sides to this, but I'm leaning on the side of the district, truly. Because what are they supposed to do if
there are... And what if it's not a suicide?
Okay.
What if it's another...
Let's talk about that.
You know, maybe they died of a rare form of cancer, or maybe they got in a car accident. We saw, tragically over the weekend, two students from Shawnee Mission South High School, my alma mater, who died in a car crash after prom.
On the way home from prom.
Yeah.
So Sam, Scott would always ask this question, and I echo that even though he's on vacation. Where do you draw the line? What if the death is criminal in nature? Where does the district draw the line? And I hope that in your graduating class, everyone got to that finish line and is healthy and happy and safe. But every year, things happen. Things happen in high school. And so do you honor all of the kids, or is it a blanket policy and you say we're not going to do it for any of them?
Yeah, you have to have a hard and fast rule either way.
913-586-7798. We will take your calls straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.